This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Well, there's a kind of a novel way to get around the egg shortage in this country. Jim Ryan is joining us. It's something that we actually talked about yesterday on the air. Rent a chicken.
Yeah, and it's been around for some time, Susan, but just now is really catching traction because egg prices are so high and there are egg limits in place. I was at the store the other day. I thought I'd check egg prices, and it said the limit, one dozen per person per day, but they were all sold out. So it's not necessarily, I mean, if you can find them, you're going to pay a lot. I think the average now is just under $5 per dozen nationally, and in some places it's much higher than that. So people are turning to these chicken rental services. There are locations all over the country. 48 states, I think, have a rent-a-chicken sort of operation going. So you pay about $500 for 6 months. They bring out the coop. They bring out two or four hens. They have to have more than one because they're flock animals, and they start laying eggs. You can come up with those two hens, something like 250 eggs over that six-month period. So it's still going to be more expensive than the eggs you're buying now, but at least you know that they're going to be there.
Yeah. If you're facing a shortage, all right, I can see. Because we were doing the math yesterday, Jim, mm-hmm. and I said, all right, so this is twice as expensive as the expensive eggs right now. It's yeah. As a money-saving measure, it doesn't really add up.
It does if you decide, okay, I like raising chickens. I'm going to go ahead and keep this thing, and they'll say fine. And you keep the coop, and you didn't pay the $500 again. It's just a matter of paying the maintenance on the chickens, buying chicken feed. And then the price drops to about $1 a dozen. I started looking around, Brian. I thought, I wonder if they have this kind of thing in the Buffalo area, and I found this operation, Buffalo Freddy Enterprises. This is mechanical chicken wings that he rents for parties, instead of mechanical bull, these are mechanical chicken wings that you ride on. Don't call him if you're trying to rent chickens to lay eggs.
That's good, though. That's funny.
Oh, hey, Jim. Freddy Enterprises.
Thank you. Jim Ryan joining us this morning.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.